Back here on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It is your local sports fix, and we've got you until 6. Hey, whether it's your car, home, or more, American Family Insurance has policies tailored to meet your needs to help ensure peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Call Sandra with Sandra Payline Agency, 812-426-3305. That's 812-426-3305. We knew that Sunday was going to be a game of reckoning for the Indianapolis Colts. Didn't know exactly how it was going to go. Of course, it went quite well. This is a Seamer's Glass score check. Seamer's Glass celebrating more than 80 years of service in Jasper, Princeton, and in Evansville. Give them a call at 812-422-4149. Again, that's 812-422-4149 for a cracked windshield or anything around the house. I want to frame this for you because you can look at the score, a 40-6 win against the Raiders to improve to 4-1 on the year. You can look at the score and you can think, okay, they won. Good for them. They were the better team. Oh, wow, they blew them out. Cool. But that doesn't do what happened on Sunday justice. Okay? Let's go back real quick before the season started. No one, and I mean no one, and I'm including myself here, believed that this team was going to be a real contender. Okay? We thought maybe they'd win a couple of games. Maybe they'd be involved in a playoff conversation late in the year. But they're not going to make the playoffs. They're not going to make any noise. They're not going to be at the top of any power rankings. Well, boy, were we wrong. This team starts 3-0. Okay, great. Then they go on the road. They play the Rams. They lose a game that they definitely had a chance to win. Give up an 88-yard game-winning touchdown with 90 seconds left to Tutu Atwell, again, at SoFi Stadium. So, that was tough. It was a step back because, A, it was the first loss of the year, and B, Daniel Jones, who's been playing like Josh Allen, he throws two interceptions first time he's turned the ball over this season. Okay. So, you go into this game against the Raiders, you're thinking, the Raiders are a flawed team, but Ashton Jeanty just came into his own. And let's see what the Colts really are. Because if the Colts had lost this game, we are mentally erasing that 3-0 start. We're thinking, oh, it was fool's gold. Oh, they got lucky. Eh, whatever. It was fun while it lasted. Now I guess Daniel Jones really isn't that good. The opposite happened. Oh, let me keep on going for you. First quarter ends, and the Colts are down 3-0. Not that that's an insurmountable lead, but you're thinking, man, this team didn't come out back at Lucas Oil. This team didn't come out strong. This team couldn't give you anything in the first quarter. Really? Really? Okay, so the first quarter ends, and then what happens? Colts offense erupts. 20 points in the second, 20 more in the third. Jonathan Taylor, again, the best running back in the NFL. 17 carries, 66 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns. Taylor also had 20 yards receiving. Tyler Warren is, again, that guy. Had that touchdown catch in the corner of the end zone. 4 catches, 44 yards. Josh Downs woke up. 6 catches for 54. Michael Pittman was there for a touchdown. 5 catches, nearly 40 yards. And this team is back. Not that they were ever gone, but now they've done something that they didn't have an opportunity to do in the first 3 weeks of the season, which is respond to a loss. And boy, did they. Daniel Jones, 20 of 29, 212 yards, 2 touchdowns in the air. So I'm looking at this team, and I'm actually more impressed with this team now than I was when they were undefeated at 3-0. Because the Raiders have had good games. I know that they're 1-4, and I know that they just lost by 34 points. The Raiders have actually played well at times this season. That's not a terrible team. Far from it. But of course, now they have their problems. Buried in the AFC West, behind the Broncos, who just beat the Eagles, the Chiefs, and the Chargers in first place of that division. But we're not talking about the Raiders. We're talking about the Colts at 4-1. Oh, and by the way, how important was this win? To respond to a loss, great. To bounce back off of individual failures, Daniel Jones, 2 interceptions last week, 2 touchdowns yesterday in a 40-6 win, demolition of the Raiders after nothing in the first quarter. How big was this? Well, look at what else happened in the AFC South. Because the Texans, the Ravens, and I understand that Lamar wasn't there, but the Texans have now won 2 in a row, and I wouldn't want to mess with them. Of course, the Colts are going to have to mess with them, but that's a team that's playing really well. The Jaguars play tonight, and they can beat the Chiefs with the way that Kansas City's played. So what I'm trying to say is this division is wide open. The Colts sitting on the top. The Jaguars half a game behind them. Let's see what happens tonight. Texans playing their best football of the year, and then you got the Titans there. It's a 3-man race for the AFC South Championship. You need these wins. You need to respond. You can't hit a funk. There is no time to do that. And the Indianapolis Colts just yesterday, with that 40-6 win against the Raiders, they proved that that wasn't a flash in the pan to start the year. That wasn't fool's gold. Daniel Jones is a good quarterback, and this team has a chance. Here's the other thing, okay? Because the Raiders moved the football well on the ground last week. Ashton Jeanty, and I know this as a Jeanty fantasy owner, he really came into his own last week for the Raiders. And he played well. He made some catches out of the backfield. He was the bell cow in a game that they probably should have won against the Bears 25-24. So you look at what he did against Chicago. Again, running back number one for the Raiders. Nearly 140 yards on the ground and a touchdown on the ground, and then 2 receiving touchdowns. Now, Jeanty's going to get his. He's a good player, and he's still figuring it out in the NFL. Maybe I'm just telling myself that to justify him being in my starting lineup every single week. But he goes and basically gets his rushing total slashed in half against this Colts defense. And I think at this point we understand, okay, every week I open up a monologue about the Colts saying, well, Tyler Warren is one of the best tight ends in the NFL. Well, Jonathan Taylor is the best running back in the NFL. Well, Daniel Jones looks like Josh Allen. Yeah, we get it. The offense is good. How about the defense? The defense is a little bit suspect, and I think we're waiting to see who they really are as a unit. 27 points in a loss against the Rams. 20 points against the Titans, who looked lost even in a win to the Cardinals this past week. 28 points in a narrow win, 29-28 against the Broncos. Defense looked great in week one against the Dolphins. Since then, I'm going to give them, if I'm going to have to grade them, I'm going to give them an incomplete, I guess. Who's to say, until this week, the Raiders have a professional at quarterback in Geno Smith. He turns the ball over a couple of times. 2 picks. Ashton Jeanty is, in my opinion, a great talent. And the Colts limited the Raider offense. I'm not trying to tell you that this is an unbelievable feat. I'm not even trying to tell you that I'm surprised by what happened. But it had to happen in order for us to start, or rather continue, talking about this team in the same way that we have been, as a legitimate playoff contender. And if they continue to stack wins, we're going to have no choice but to talk about this team as a Super Bowl contender. Again, here on WREF and the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. Hey, don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Save your money for a night out at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor, and their crispy cracker crust pizza is a guaranteed win every single time. Spanky's is on the west side, in Schnucks Plaza and downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Spanky's will also be the home of the Stan Gerard Radio Show every single Monday of this upcoming USI men's basketball season. Head on down to listen to theref.com and USIScreamingEagles.com for the schedule. Spanky's, again, the home of the Stan Gerard Radio Show for the latest and greatest news and information of USI men's basketball, their first full season or full member D1 season as they pursue a spot in the NCAA tournament. So let's go back to the Indianapolis Colts. Again, the Colts with a 40-6 win against the Raiders yesterday, and it was more of a coronation after we got a few minutes into the second half, and second quarter, and we realized, okay, the Colts offense, it woke up, we're good. So now they're 4-1. Now they're at the top of the AFC South, regardless of what happens against Kansas City for the Jaguars tonight. Although, Colts fans, you should be watching that game intently. You should be listening to see what happens. Because this is a big game, we know, but also this is a team that, well, is going to stand in the Colts' way of becoming the team that we now know they have a chance to be, which is a division winner, a playoff contender, even a Super Bowl contender. It's going to be the Jaguars, it's going to be the Texans, the two biggest roadblocks. Next week, it's going to be the Cardinals. And the Cardinals, we don't know what their situation is. Kyler Murray left yesterday's game hobbled. They lost 22-21 to the Titans in shocking fashion because of a couple of things that went wrong. They had the interception that Cam Ward threw, then the fumble that turned into a Titans touchdown. So they pick Cam Ward off, they drop the ball, Titans pick it up, they go to the end zone. That's unreal. And then they had that ridiculous, and I mean ridiculous, play in which one of their running backs, DeMercado, breaks off nearly the length of the field, drops the football in celebration before he crosses the goal line into the end zone, through the end zone, and done. So, obviously, the Cardinals have their problems, and this is a game that I'm expecting the Colts to win. In fact, I'm calling for the Colts to win. You got to win this game if you are the team that we expect you to be, that we want you to be, that we're talking about you as in the NFL. At home, on noon, Sunday, let's see. We're going to talk about it more as the week progresses, but the Colts at 4-1, you cannot ask for a better start. Everything is working as well as it could be. And you got to credit Shane Steichen as well. You know, we're talking all about, oh, Daniel Jones. Jones had his fair share of coaches in New York. No one was able to figure it out with him. Brian Daboll, supposed to be the quarterback whisperer, he got that job in New York because of what he did with Josh Allen as the offensive coordinator in Buffalo. So Brian Daboll, supposedly the quarterback whisperer, he can't fix Daniel Jones. Shane Steichen, who a lot of people were upset. Why can't Shane Steichen turn Anthony Richardson into a star quarterback? Well, maybe the problem was AR this entire time. And maybe the solution is Daniel Jones. Or maybe it's been Shane Steichen all along. But you don't go 4-1 with this team, this roster, with these preseason expectations, and not get some credit. So right now, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give Shane Steichen his due. Because he is, as of this moment, in my opinion, a front runner for NFL Coach of the Year. A lot of season to be played. But, yeah, pole position for Coach of the Year belongs to Shane Steichen at this point. Again, we'll talk about the Colts at length later on in the week as they get ready for Sunday at noon against the Cardinals, trying to go to 5-1 on the year. I can't believe I'm saying that out loud. It's incredible. Anyway, we're here on WREF and the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. We'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.